Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Pro Wrestling Interviews. This is Dr. John Stamey live from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, the absolute sun and fun capital of the world right now. We are busy, 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 and it's a lot of fun being down here in Myrtle Beach with all the visitors and everything. We got a great action-packed show and a great guest. Our hosts tonight include, of course, the Amazing Velvet, Todd Saxon from Indianapolis, our westernmost outpost, and, of course, Granny Hulkster, whom we love. She's the absolute queen of pro wrestling Arkansas. Interviews. So without any further ado, no more ado. Okay, we'll have ado later. All yeah. right, with no more ado, I will turn it over to the master of ceremonies, the greatest wrestler in Ravenel, South Carolina, all 3 square miles of it, the Amazing Velvet. How are you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm glad everybody's here. Granny Hulkster, how's everything in Arkansas?
It's good. A little warm today, but not as warm as yesterday. And I just would like some cooler temperatures. I don't do really well with the hot temperatures. And so give me cooler temperatures, and I'm a much happier person.
Understandable. Todd Saxon, how's it up in Indiana tonight?
It is a wonderful evening. I am doing outstanding, the supernatural, and ecstatic and humbled to be here among such an austere group.
Oh, cool, cool, cool.
Yeah, man,
you're good. And our guest this evening is an up-and-coming star out of the Charlotte, North Carolina area, correct? You from Charlotte?
That is correct,
It's Dirty Joe. Yes, it is Dirty Joe, everybody. Welcome Dirty Joe to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, man. So we're just going to jump right into this.
Yes, please.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Velvet, we have 803-413. Who is this, please?
This is Susan Green.
Yeah.
The greatest lady wrestler at all. Absolutely. Hey, Susan, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, just running behind.
That's okay.
We're always
glad
to have you. Come on.
Susan Green is a Pro Wrestling Hall of Famer, NWA Hall of Famer, and now newly Carolina Wrestling Hall of Famer as well. So how are you evening, lady?
I am doing good and just taking it easy.
I hear you.
Hi, Susan.
We'll get to it's Granny Hulkster. She's here with us.
Oh, okay. How are you doing, Granny?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. This weather was straightening up that we're having.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. John's feeling better. I want to get in there that the next Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame induction is supposed to be November 6th in North Charleston, South Carolina. We're negotiating the location as we speak, and we should have some things out about that next month, and it's going to be a blast. All kinds of fun stuff. Vendors, the greatest wrestlers in the Carolinas, and if you've wrestled in the Carolinas, you're eligible. So just keep attuned and listen to that for the Carolina Wrestling Hall of Fame, November 6th, and it's going to be a blast. That's right, Susan. Put it on your calendar. We gotta have our number. Our inductee number one has got to be there. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Super. All right. So Susan, we have a young man that calls himself Dirty Joe. I've watched this guy in 4 shows now, and he's out of the Charlotte, North Carolina area, and I'm going to ask him a question here in a second. I'm just filling you in real quick. He's listened very well. He takes criticism very well, and he's learning. So I'm glad he's working where he's working. Need to talk to him about that off the air, but later. But that'll be another time. But he's doing well. He is. a bright spot in a show that needs a guy like him on it. It really does. And there's some really other good talent on that show. And this cat here is up his game every time that I've seen him. And
thank you.
So Dirty Joe. So what got you hooked on wrestling? Number one, hold your thought. Hooked on wrestling. Number one.
Yes, sir.
And then how did that parlay you into getting into professional wrestling, and how did that come about? So hit us with that.
Okay, for sure. Well, first and foremost, I mean, as many up-and-coming wrestlers or just wrestlers in general, most of us anyway had to have been a fan of the art prior to us wanting to ever consider doing this. You know, it's an odd, definitely an odd sport, uncanny to say the least, and it's something that I had to really, really consider doing and really, really actually enjoy and love, you know, before I actually joined. So with that being said, I want to say it was early 2000s. I believe Booker T and Kurt Angle were feuding at the time, and I'll kind of jump straight into it. I'll be so specific. I want you guys to kind of, you know, jump into this time machine with me. It was early 2000s. Booker T and Kurt Angle were feuding at the time. And I believe, man, because it was like, it was kind of, you know, I was at a young age, let's say like 6 or 7 years old. And I had seen on the TV, this giant TV, these larger than life athletes, Booker T and Kurt Angle being, you know, the few of them, you know, had this, promo going on. And, you know, I'd seen Booker T just started attacking him and fighting them and, you know, instantly became hooked, with some segment between Booker T and Kurt Angle. And so with that being said, I mean, that was the first time I watched wrestling. The next time was the following day. I don't know what it was, but I'd asked my mom and dad to flick on the same thing that I was watching the day prior. And they did. And so, like I said, ever since then, I'd always been hooked, always admired it. And more specifically, by the time I turned 18 years old in Charlotte, North Carolina, High Spots Superstore, you know, there's a huge training facility and everything that goes on there. I had reached out to George South and started training ever since. So, like I said, specifically what got me hooked was Booker T and Kurt Angle. We'll just kind of say that. But, you know, that was, man, many, many moons ago. So, yeah.
Awesome, awesome. That is good. So, will you agree with this statement that all wrestlers, well, we are wired differently than everybody else in the world? Would you agree with that statement,
that's
for Artie Jones?
Absolutely, absolutely, 150%. Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah,
as I mentioned,
yeah,
man,
go ahead.
To say the least, wrestling is uncanny. I mean, it's one of those things where it's its own world. We've never seen anything close to it. Of course, we have combat sports and we have everything that's kind of been around just as long, if not longer, than pro wrestling. And, you know, it's definitely one of those things, man. It's you know, it's its own world. It's its own entity. So, you know, I definitely agree with that statement 100%.
Yes. You know, I don't know about you, but I know some of us, it really opened our eyes to the entire world and how to not really per se judge people, but pay attention to people and see the world different. So, you know, you can tell when somebody's working you and you know, and you're like, I ain't playing that.
For sure. Oh, yeah. So. There's many instances where I can relate pro wrestling to the real world, which is just as odd as pro wrestling. It's not worse.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
But, yeah, absolutely. I definitely agree with that. It's, you know, pro wrestling for the last 6.5 years, I've had the blessing to train and perform, you know, as a wrestler. Yeah, I've definitely seen the huge, huge landscape and everything that goes into wrestling. And in general, it's definitely its own world, man, I'm telling you.
Oh, absolutely. So let me ask you this. Today, what drives Dirty Joe to get to the next level? What makes you tick? What makes Dirty Joe want to grasp that brass ring, so to speak, and get something out of this? What is it? What is it about you that people need to know?
So in particular, I mean, my goal in professional wrestling is just, you know, as I've always been told, just have a long career in it and make sure it's not only a long career, but a healthy career. You want to make sure that in pro wrestling, you do everything that there is to do possible. And me only doing this for 6.5 years, you know, it's more or less taught me like we mentioned, life lessons and everything that goes into that. But, you know, it's definitely one of those things that what makes me what makes me want to be better at pro wrestling is the fact that I know there is a lot more to learn. And I've gotten, you know, great feedback, constructive criticism to where they say, yeah, you're ready to take it to the next level and this and that and the other. However, again, wrestling is a lot to learn. And I'm not even a quarter of the way through of learning what I need to learn, you know, in order to have a long, successful career in this. So.
Right.
You know, well, what drives me to be better is the fact that I know I could, and there's a lot of potential, and I'm being told that there's a lot of potential. So why not take, you know, advantage of that, you know, and just work hard. So
let me put this in there. The day that you stop learning is the day that you need to step away, because I've been doing this
for
50 years. And
sure.
I still learn
yes,
something every time I step in the ring.
Absolutely, for sure. Yes, and I totally
concur.
Learning, I mean, in anything, and as we relate wrestling to the real world, I mean, learning anything and on either side, you know, will definitely benefit you. So, you know, as far as pro wrestling
Absolutely.
Goes, I mean, you know, being taught how to, you know, clothesline the hell out of someone and beat them while doing so, it's equivalent to learning how to pay your bills, you know. And that's just my opinion on it. Many people don't have to agree, but, you know, that's just me. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's good to hear that you have the drive, which I've seen firsthand.
Thank you.
You have
Thank
the passion you. I've seen firsthand.
Yes.
My only other criticism to you would be, let's get you in some higher elevated spots. Let's get you in some bigger shows so other people
yes.
can see you. So, and not only that, so you have a library. That's one
yes.
thing that these young guys are not taught. They're just told to get out there and go wrestle. You need to
yes,
have
sir.
A library. You need to pay attention to your money.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be smart. And you always want,
okay.
you know, because there's a lot of dummies out there, and you know this as well as I do.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be right. with people who are trained, who are smart, and who are safe. It's not going to happen all the time.
No,
that's why when I
guaranteed.
Told you you're good. That's when I met you. I told you you're going to wrestle guys underneath your level, on your level, and above your level. You're going to have to be able to do those things. Nobody cares about your moveset, like I told you. What they care is, can you lead? Can you follow? Can you execute?
Right. And as you mentioned earlier, just listen and pay attention. You know what I mean? When I say that, you know, between us wrestlers, we know what that means. But for everyone else,
correct.
What that means is, you know, if you have someone else that's been doing this longer than you, then, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to have some good feedback, you know, to offer you. So it's always good to kind of sit there, listen, you know, whether you want to heed the advice or not. It's definitely something that
right.
you want to at least consider, because, you know, pro wrestling, and again, I'll continue saying it, it's odd. It's such an odd sport. People think that it's just, you know, going out there wearing, you know, trunks or wearing some cool-looking gear and looking like a superstar. It's much, much more than that. And I'm not just saying that because I've only heard about it, but I experience it every day. So...
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's just, that's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? So,
Susan, you got anything else to add? Ask a question?
With me, you know, I mean, I had, I wrestled last night over in Augusta in Georgia, and I actually
Great.
Had the promoter bring family back to get pictures with me because
okay.
I'm one of the only, well, I was the only one there that actually wore a jacket out or had ring attire that had to be brought back. You know,
wow.
And I said, used to,
wow,
everybody,
yeah,
wore a jacket or a vest.
Oh, yeah.
Or something.
Presentation.
You know,
oh, yeah. Presentation is key. Correct.
You know, that,
yeah,
that when I sit there and said, you know, do we have someone taking our stuff back? And they pointed to the photographer.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't sit my head,
right,
on the floor.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Take care of it. That's exactly,
yeah,
that's,
well,
where we're,
yeah,
like I've been told, our ring presence, our ring gear, you know, whether it be a ring jacket, just walking out to the ring, you know, we're essentially what we are. We're a gift. We're a present. And we are wrapped up in our own gear, in that ring jacket. And once we take it off, when that bell rings, we're kind of exposing, we're showing everyone that gift that they are about to see, that present. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So, yeah. And I actually had a couple of friends wrestling out in Augusta, Georgia last night. For a certain promotion, and they told me it was a lot of fun. They had a lot of veterans like yourself that was just there to, you know, offer, you know, great feedback. And of course, you know, we're the,
yeah,
future of this business. So if there's anything that, you know, legends like yourself that can do to help us, then, you know, personally speaking, I'll speak for myself, I'm always willing to accept that advice and, you know, listen to it. So I appreciate you still doing what you're doing and paving the way for folks,
yeah,
like us.
Yeah, I just wish some of the girls would realize that it's not the,
right,
the girls from the Divas that paved the way for them. It's the girls that,
right,
were before the Divas. You know,
heck yes.
That,
heck
that,
yes. Oh, yeah. You
paved
got,
the,
yeah,
way.
Great,
you know,
talent, of course. Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know, one of my favorite wrestlers and one that actually helped me train was Bobby Shane. And whenever I sat there and they said, who was my favorite wrestler? And I said, Bobby Shane. And it's like, who's that? And of course, he died in the 70s,
yes,
in a plane crash down in Tampa Bay. You know?
Yes.
So, I mean, he was only in his 30s, so, you know, he did not have a long career. But
yes,
whenever somebody tells me that Robert Gibson learned, you know, I took Robert Gibson's head scissors and I said, no. Robert Gibson got it from me. And I said, Bobby Shane taught it to,
awesome,
me.
Wow.
So, you know, that
wow,
because, and I said, I can say that because I've wrestled longer than Robert. And he saw how,
wow,
I did it and asked me, and I told him how I did it. And then he started doing,
wow,
it my way.
That's beautiful.
So,
that's very beautiful. That's
yeah,
awesome. I mean, it definitely, you know, intrigues me to know that someone before Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, you know, were paving,
yeah,
the way for people like them. You know what I mean? That's just, that's,
yeah,
that's intriguing. And just, you know,
yeah,
overall, like I said, I'm very appreciative for folks like you in this business.
Yeah. Well, and if
so
I
you're,
see you, and I'm sure I will see you, I do give corrective criticism.
Oh, great.
Is what I say. Some other, some of the younger
crews.
Enjoy
that. Yeah.
I gave criticism, corrective criticism, the Amazing Velvet when I saw him.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Trust me.
Yeah.
You're good, kid. Forget everything,
yeah,
you learned.
You.
I'm going to break you down,
yeah,
and teach you from the ground up, which she did. Well, she was right,
yeah,
though. She told, first thing,
that's
she told,
great,
me is quit watching what I see on television and forget it.
There you go.
And
there you go.
And we're gonna work the right way. And she goes, once you learn that,
yeah,
once you understand that, then I can work with you. And that's basically, yeah, what she's boiling this down to, because,
yeah,
if you're not willing to, now Susan, this guy here is a totally different aspect of a lot of people you see on the independents. He's willing,
okay,
to learn. He's hungry and thirsty for knowledge. He does listen well. I haven't gotten to really say anything too bad about what he's done in the ring. He has made some mistakes, but he covered them pretty well for only being in the business 6 years. Usually, even at that point, you're still trying to figure,
yeah,
out how to cover stuff.
Right.
He did a very good job on that. He doesn't go back to something that he missed. They missed the spot, and I didn't,
yeah,
say nothing because they kept on going. They did not go back to it, which is what you're supposed,
yeah,
to do. You move on.
Yeah.
And they did do that. They did do that in,
yeah,
the last match. So it was pretty good. It was really good. So, yeah.
Right. I appreciate that.
He's doing a good job. And like I said, I've told him before, you're not going to be on every night. You're not going to be great every night. You're going to have crappy matches. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
You're going to bomb and stink the big one at some point.
Yeah.
You learn from it, though. You take something from
that
so you don't repeat.
That's
so you don't repeat that.
Yeah.
You know, and,
oh, yeah.
and it's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen more times than you
Absolutely.
Want it to happen, but it's going to happen.
Yes.
It happens to everybody.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care
oh,
if
yeah.
you're The Rock, Ric Flair, what, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
You can stink it up.
yeah. Oh, yeah, I agree. And again, it goes back to what we were mentioning earlier, you know, with the real world. I mean, no one's perfect in the real world. And there's never
oh,
going to
no.
be a perfect person in the real world. So if there's always something that you can kind of, you know, even if it's unintentional, make a blunder, you know, you will learn from it. You know what I mean? And whether people like to believe it or not, they will learn from it. So,
yes.
You know, definitely, like I said, it touches base on that, you know, being in the real world, no one's perfect and no one's going to be perfect. So, you know, I personally will always learn something from my mistakes, you know.
Yeah. I will add this to the conversation last month whenever I was inducted in the Carolina
sure.
Hall of Fame and all pro wrestling. Every one of the men that got up there, I said the only person that was inducted that didn't say something about my hits was the other woman, which was Tony Rose. But I said everybody
right.
that had come down just for me to mentor them or for me to
yes.
actually do the training. And
yeah.
They all mentioned how hard I hit.
Oh, awesome.
It's like,
awesome.
Yeah.
I
mean, oh,
I
yeah.
And Dave will tell you himself, I do. Yeah, go ahead.
I do throw hard punches, but it's one of
awesome.
Those that you know you've been hit.
No, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Dave will tell you himself. I'm known as the hardest hitting man in pro wrestling, but notice I said hardest hitting man. I'm sure I haven't come across the hardest hitting woman, which I'm starting to believe it might be.
Yeah.
Well,
there was a few women that said they hadn't been hit by a man as hard as I was hitting them.
Whenever the
other person would walk up, I'd start shaking my head.
We don't have a lot of time to explain what she's another thing she's talking about, Dirty Joe, is that you and I will have to have that conversation another time.
There you go.
Okay.
Awesome. Yes.
She, yeah. Mm-mm-mm. But, no, you know, the good thing is that we can sit here and laugh and talk about it, but also understand
right.
where everybody's going, where they're headed, and especially you. You know, I started training with a bunch of goofs and ended up with a couple guys who were at the power plant and then ended up with Susan. If I'd have kept going the way I was going, I probably would have been probably injured or paralyzed if it weren't for her. So, you know, I was hungry, but I also was smart to listen and pay attention. And that's the biggest key. And a lot of these guys, I'm sure you've come across, they think they know everything about everything.
You know,
they want to do whatever they want to do, you know, and don't give you an opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Thinking that you don't
know
anything, you
know,
but
right.
here's the thing. I had a kid, real quick, kept talking. I had another veteran go, "Hey, Dave, you get all that?" I said, "I was lost after the first 8 moves." I said, "I don't know how many we do."
Right.
I said, "I don't know how many we doing in this
right.
match, but
right.
he's still talking, and I'm not paying attention."
Right.
So you see who's really paying attention. So he kept
exactly.
on, and he finally,
exactly.
and he goes, "So we're standing at the curtain, and there's about
yeah.
four or five of us standing there, and he's looking at me. He goes, Did you get it? I said, "I got it. Perfect."
Right.
and then he's like, just standing there, and he's just still trying to talk. I said, "Dude, your music's playing. Don't you want to go out there?" Oh, so I bump him and say, "Let's have a good match." He goes out, then I go out, right? I grabbed him. I grabbed him, tossed him around a little bit, real quick. He's already freaked out. I shot him across, and I stood in the middle of the ring.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing, and I had my arms folded,
right.
and he's running back at me with his eyes the biggest, you know. A cue ball, and I just did a spinning back elbow, spinning back elbow right to the jaw. Bow! Hit him right
there
in the
go.
Jaw.
There you go.
Picked
there
him up
go.
And said, are you going to listen? Right. He goes, yes, sir. I said, okay, right. Well, don't bite your tongue. And he goes, why? I said, European
yeah.
uppercut. Ugh. So anyway, but sometimes they have to wake up. And that's just an instance that later on you'll probably have that happen where
right.
you're going to have to say,
right.
yo, dude. We're not doing all that. Cut, you know, come on.
All right.
See, that's somebody
you know,
who has to get all their moveset in. Go ahead.
Of course. No. And of, you know, I've come across, you know, many, many of folks that's just like that, you know, they weren't taught the proper way. And in this business, you know, from what I was taught, you know, not only are you going to look good, but if you're doing your job correctly and you guys that are in the business know what I'm talking about, and the people that aren't, too bad. You're going to have to learn eventually. But, you know, for the people that are in the business, our job is not only to make us look good, but it's to make everyone in general look good. And in particular, if your main goal is to go out there and be Johnny Badass and Billy Badass and, you know, just be the only person that looks good, you're not doing a good job. If not, you're not doing the job in general. What you're doing is
right.
being selfish. What you're doing is being egotistical, and what you're doing is just flat out wrong. That's not what this business is. This business is way more mm-hmm. than just going out there and being Action Hank. You know what I mean?
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I come across that. Hell, I came across that probably, you know, within the last couple of hours. You know, every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'm constantly finding myself getting into a scuffle inside a pro wrestling ring. So with that being said, just yesterday I had someone that, you know, wasn't and still isn't, you know, a pro wrestler just yet. And when I say that, I mean he's not even, you know, like half a year into this. But he knew what he wanted to do. He knew what his worth was. He knew that, you know, if he wasn't going to get paid the amount of money that he demands, then he's not going to do, you know, what he wants to do. And I looked at them and said, you're going about this all wrong. You can go ahead and do that because what that is you're making sure that I have a job in the future and you don't. You're making sure that I will proceed in this business and you won't with that mindset. So, again, sorry to kind of talk your head off, but, yes, I do come across a lot of people. I do come across a way too many, you know, individuals that have that mindset. And, you know, personally speaking, being in the business for that many years and being taught by, you know, one of the, if not the greatest professional wrestler of all time, Mr. Number One, George South, who has everything but respect and knowledge for this business, that he wouldn't lie to you. He wouldn't teach you something that's false. Mentality of making sure that we all, as a family, as a unit, as a business, as a profession, look good. And not everyone is taught that, so they mess it up for people
no,
like me.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, yeah.
Hey, I tell you, this is Dr. John. I've got to insert a couple of important announcements. Number one, thank you very much to Transamerica for sponsoring Pro Wrestling Interviews on WLSC AM and FM, Loris, North Myrtle Beach, Myrtle Beach. We have got a great time and a great host in Banana Jack Murphy. And, buddy, thanks for putting up with us and letting us be on your show. And now we have two more callers in. Both of them are from area code 804. We have 804-874. Who is that?
That's me, Steven.
That is Steven.
Stellar Steven.
Yeah.
And we have 804-318. Who is that?
I bet I know. L.A. Tank.
It's the man himself.
He's the cool guy for sure. All right, Velvet, I'm gonna let you have at him.
There goes the neighborhood.
Hey, Velvet.
Right.
For sure.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like my girlfriend on there. Is that my girl, Miss Susan?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Mama.
There
you
go.
How you doing? Mm-hmm.
All right, Steve, go ahead, Stephen. Ask your question.
Yeah, I was doing a profile alert, and I wanted to ask if Samoa Joe was an influence on you. I'm a fan of his work, his matches with Ken Kobashi and Necro Butcher, insane. Any thoughts on Samoa Joe?
You're asking Dirty Joe, right?
Yes, he's asking you.
Yeah, I'm asking you because I was looking at your profile and I saw a Samoa Joe shirt pic and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had to ask him about it.
Oh, yeah, no. First and foremost, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning on to this great great show, number one. Number two, I will answer that question with this. Yes, Samoa Joe is a great wrestler. Is he the one guy that I looked up to? No. he's not the only guy. He's one of the many guys. I do enjoy Samoa Joe's work. I always have. You know, it's one of those things where I've always been called Joe. You know, by the people around me, whether they knew my name or not, they just looked at me and said, you look like a Joe. So, you know, I do look up to Samoa Joe in a certain extent, just like how I look up to, you know, all the other ones that paved, you know, the career and the path for me, such as, you know, George South and Susan, who's currently on this call with us, a lot of legends, you know, that just, you know, sit there and make sure that the future is going to be okay. And Samoa Joe was one of those guys. So, of course, I look up to a guy like that. Yeah, but not the
A follow up to that. I met George South a few times. I actually, after shows helped take down his ring. So I've met his students, met George a couple of times. So it's pretty cool to hear talk to another George South student. So glad you could be on.
No, I appreciate that again, and thank you so much. Yeah, George South he's the greatest. You know, I might be biased and everything. I should be saying that I'm the greatest, but no. You know, this is a man that truly, truly loves this is a man that truly, truly loves his business, you know, for everything it's worth. And there's been people, let's just say there's been certain fruits, that have done wrong for this business, and George isn't one of those fruits. He is he's a great guy. So, love George South. Oh, and also, thank you for helping up set down that ring. Thank you for helping with that ring. I'm sure I was there tearing that ring down myself. So I appreciate your help.
Right?
Yeah, it was like 2015 in North Carolina, and then he did a show in Virginia.
Great.
And it was like Cedric Alexander was on that card, so it was a pretty cool experience.
Awesome. Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah, awesome. Not for nothing, 6 years ago was when I started training. It was in the year 2015. So, yeah, I might have been at that show tearing that same ring down with you, because if anything, that's all I was doing at that age. All I was doing was tearing down rings and soaking up any word of advice. You know,
correct.
I hadn't even taken my first, you know, what they call a bump, you know, which is, you know, correctly falling in that, you know, in this business. I hadn't even taken my first, you know, official fall, and I had taken down hundreds of rings. So, you know, and that's something that people, you know, take for granted. So, yeah, again, thank you for the help that evening. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. That was a good question. So,
thank you.
Another little bit of information and knowledge, I'm going to go back to what you were talking about.
Yes.
Is for me personally, even running shows, I've had so many people come to me and say, oh, you're just going to run a show to put yourself over, and it's not. I never once put myself over on a show. I've wrestled in a great tag team that we lost probably 95% of our matches, and Susan can attest to that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And here's what people say. How come y'all go out there, do your thing, get the crap beat out of you, lose the match, and then when the other team leaves and y'all get up, the place goes nuts? I said, because we told our story, we did our jobs. I said, if you did that, they do the same thing, whether you're a heel or a face. And they didn't get that. And then they go, well, I've seen you wrestle, like, up and down the East Coast, and I have only seen you win, like, one time in 5 years. And I said, and they go, well, why do you do that, this and that? Why do you keep going? I said, because my money is the same whether I win or lose.
Yes.
And they didn't get it. I'm like, you'll understand that one day when you're out there.
Correct.
I said, but here's the thing. It's about those people. those butts in the seats.
Right.
Make them
right.
happy. Make them happy.
Exactly.
Yes, we've had to change
right.
some things on the fly, and that happened. That's a necessity.
Uh-huh.
If everything's going right, you do your job. That's all you do. Do your job.
Yes.
And everything works out. And
right.
you learn more that
and,
way,
and,
too.
Oh,
you
for
learn
sure.
how to
for
do
sure.
things
and,
the correct way and not the wrong way. Go ahead.
Right. No, no, you're perfectly fine. Like I said, it's you know, like what I was saying earlier, and as you're saying right now, it's if you're doing your job correctly, and especially being a veteran like folks, Dave, you as well, you know what you're doing. Winning doesn't matter. What matters is, like I said,
no.
the overall, you know, the overall concept is to make sure we all look good. And Dave, at one
point,
probably had long blonde hair, was jacked up. I'm sure Dave was looking like a million bucks, but that time is not necessarily over. But there's a time where he decided, you know, as Dave, you know, as Velvet, he wants to push the younger talent, and that's a, you know, it's a great thing for you to do. And again, not only am I appreciative and I really am thankful for stuff like that in this business, but you know, that's what we need. That's definitely a huge necessity. And people fail to realize that, again, yeah, people fail to realize winning doesn't necessarily matter. It's as long as not only everyone is alive and in one piece afterwards, whether you want to beat the heck out of each other or not, you still want to make sure that one walks away and makes it to the next show. You know what I mean? And,
correct.
And in addition, exactly, in addition to that, as a veteran, as you, Velvet, you know, you want to make sure that not only do they proceed, but they proceed with, you know, the right amount of push and the right amount of, you know, support, you know, and wins on the belt. So that's that. And you know, people look at it the other way around, and, you know, it's just, it makes my head spin.
Right.
It definitely makes my head spin. But, you know, there's one purpose in this, you know, in this sport, you know, that we call pro wrestling, and a lot of people fail to realize it. So.
Oh yeah, you hit the nail on the head. Tank, you got anything to say? Add, ask. Come on, jump in.
Well, I'm listening to Joe.
Uh-oh.
And Joe, if you don't know who I am, my real name is Latour Dabney. I'm going to L.A. Tank.
Hey, Latour, nice to meet you, man. There you go.
I've been around for 25
Tank.
Years.
Okay, great.
Sounds like you got your head on your shoulders very well. That's a good thing.
Thank you very
much. I've heard about your work. And so far, it sounds like everything's going according to plan and like it was when I came along 25 years ago when I first got into it. You know, the one thing
right.
I will offer you advice, and you sound like you somewhat doing it now, is to be a sponge. Listen to any and everything with the right people around you. Because you seem like you got a how can I put it, a niche from seeing the wrong people around you to putting the right people around you. And, yes, you're right so far, and I will give you 100% credit on that one. And for sure, two people definitely on this call, but no, I said not two, I said majority of people on this call would tell you, I am one of the type of workers that no matter what I do, I have such a charisma with the fans. If you were to walk out against me in that match, you will be automatically booed and you could have been a fan favorite because I have that type of charisma. You have, and that type of charisma I'm listening to sound like you developed it very well, just like Dave was saying. That charisma, if you have that charisma with that fan base, you cannot do no wrong. Am I right, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You've seen that yourself, Susan. Oh, I mean, Susan's been here longer than me. But have that charisma.
And
don't get me wrong. I can turn around and go out there one night and cheat up and down, and I will be cheered. I can go to the next night and act like a complete baby face and will be cheered because I have that development charisma with the fans.
Yes.
And so far, you seem like you got your head on the show. Dave has been talking to me a lot about you, and I've been dying to see
thank you.
Some of your work at this. I really have. I've been dying to see it.
Oh.
And,
I appreciate
I'm pretty
that.
Sure
thank you very much. Yes.
You will see. You will see me in the near future. Trust me, you will see me.
I look forward to LA Tank. I really do appreciate that. And again, thank you for being one of the few in the business to help guys like me out in the future. You know what I mean? So,
well,
you know, it means a lot for you to acknowledge the fact that
is,
I got a head on my shoulders and all. Yeah.
Well, that's the problem I got with the younger youth these days. Everybody wants to go in that ring and want to be a damn spot monkey. You know, I call them a spot monkey. Like being a damn circus.
No.
And my problem
for
is
sure.
with a guy is if you want to go in there and be in there and be like a circus performer, then you're in the wrong damn business. Because you can do all the 10,001 flips and all the 10,001 spots. If you're not telling the story, if you're not making your match, put a story behind your match, and that's what 98% of the guys do these days. They lose their fans, one out of arrogance and one out of, I got to be the guy in charge. And I listened to you, and I did like what you said about, hey, you want to take care of your partner. I've danced with so many people every night, old school wise. And I said old school wise, well, me and them, the latest one was Robbie, the Stro. Me and Stro beat each other behind up and down the East Coast for 3 years for one promotion.
Yep,
exactly.
And we got to the point we got out of it. And the thing about it, we kept the fans with us the whole time from state to state to state to state.
Right.
Yep.
And the whole time after we probably went in there and worked the hell out of each other. At the times, we went old school. Nobody never knew behind the scenes. We'll go somewhere. Dave is a contestant that. And Susan, she always had to dip sometimes. But we'll be in the damn bar within an hour later, drinking and cutting up like a fool. And they say, no, we'll take control of the damn bar. And the damn staff will leave the building. Am I wrong, Dave?
Yep. No, they've left us, us with beer and said, put us by the back door.
That's
there
old
you go.
School room. That's old.
Yeah, man.
Room,
nice. That's all
you
I
just go in that bitch
all
and do your thing.
There you go. I'm telling you, I'll get you off right here, but must be nice. Must be nice.
Hey, well, in due time, youngster, in due time. Don't worry.
Yeah.
It's going to come to you.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you
it's
again.
Come
thank
to
you
one,
so much again, LA Knight. Yeah, your words are very much appreciated. LA Knight. No, that's that other fruit.
Oh,
Dave,
I got to get it. He called me another person's gimmick name.
Yeah, you
gotta
get
it.
Yeah. So you know what? I expect it.
It's all good. It's all good.
No, you're fine. Thank you so much.
You got to, you got to one day, Dirty Joe. You're gonna be in our shoes, saying the same thing to another youngin.
Yes.
You know. And you're going to, you know, whether you're still wrestling in the ring and performing or you're managing, commentating, or running a show, you're going to be doing the same thing we're doing. And we're trying to do it the right way to keep our business alive, because if we don't teach you the right way, the business dies. Independents are the lifeblood of television right now. And I'm telling you right now, I can see this coming. And I'm going to go ahead and say this so everybody here hears it and the world hears it. When these companies start going back out on the road, the people who they want to keep, they're only getting paid by an appearance basis only, are going to get signed. Everybody else is going to get cut loose. But here's the kicker. They will purge the indies again by 2022. Because everybody that's cut loose, they'll be looking to replace at some point somewhere down the road.
Yeah.
So keep doing what you're doing. Keep your ear to the ground and your eyes open, and because you don't know when that's going to happen or if somebody's going to see you, you got to keep and you got to build a library, and you got to send, you know, when it's time to send stuff in, you send it into NWA or Ring of Honor or Impact or whoever.
Yes, sir.
You got to stay on your game. You got to stay on your game.
Okay.
And Dave, if you don't mind me interjecting, Dave, for a second.
Go ahead.
Dave, Joe?
Yes.
I'll show you what you know. I hope you didn't call me sir. I hope he didn't, but I know he did. So, Joe. So, you a no-show?
Hey, in all fairness, I asked you the ground rules before this.
So you know, Joe, before I had a chance to speak to you, I have already requested a match with you.
Okay.
Good. Oh, man. Now, I'm going to tell you the reason why I have requested a match with you.
Why is that?
To do what you asked. You know what you asked about what you asked about 16 minutes ago? You want the veterans to be able to learn how to be able to push the younger talent, right?
That's right.
Okay, you want to be good in this business? You got to go against somebody that's going to be good in the business. That's already good in the business. That's how you develop, and that's how you learn.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
I appreciate that opportunity. Yes.
You know, it's up to the promoters to book it. You know, Grant, I've been booked in a different capacity. I would definitely be showing up in AWS, but, you know, one of them is on here. He understands what my whole alternative behind the deal. Because don't get me wrong, buddy, I've already did a lot of traveling. I got 25 years in, and I'm able to still go quicker and better than some 18-year-olds can. But at the similar point now, I'm in that stage of my game, man. It's time for me to get the only talent like you keeping this generation and keeping this business floating like it should be and not the stuff that I'm not seeing that I don't like. And I was so glad to hear that Joyce was your trainer. So that let me know you have sense. So there's no reason why you should be doing no dumb nonsense. Because then you'd be disrespecting your trainer.
Exactly.
Right.
One day in this industry, you'll find out if you disrespect your well-known trainer, you pay for it as well as in business. Am I wrong, Miss Susan? Am I wrong, Mr. Dave?
No, you definitely
not.
Nope.
That.
No.
Yes.
That
tells
me you have
as George tells
you,
it's mafia. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hang on.
Good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's just like being in the mafia. You might get laid back in your job duties, but you never get out. So whenever that time comes and they give me the opportunity to work you, I'm going to work you. Now, Grant, when I can tell you if you want to do any history on me, just go to YouTube, LA Tank 73. But don't be intimidated by me. I'm about the biggest teddy bear in the world, Grant.
Awesome.
And you know I'm lying there. No. But
I'm not saying a word, bro.
I'm going to let that go.
Yeah,
Susan Lazar like Hitler's lied to this boy, but
no. He's waiting.
I want to give you the opportunity to work with you, buddy. I really do.
I'm going to give you two back.
Yeah, we're here.
But when that time comes, I want to do what I can do to help you, buddy. For real.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you, Joe,
and that's
if
what
you
we're
happen
here for.
To see George again, he is one of the best in the ring, definitely. But I'm the one that he saw back in 72-73 that made him want to be a wrestler because he saw me hold Mula to a 1-hour draw in Charlotte, and he said instead of having Farrah Fawcett on his wall. On his wall, he had a picture of me on his wall. I was his Farrah Fawcett.
That's right, baby.
I can walk in, and everybody in the building knows that I've just walked in like last night. I walked up behind him because they were going over some stuff in the ring and touched him on the back. Well, he kind of cut his eyes, and then when he saw that it was me, he started hollering, "I love you, I love you." And everybody in that building knew that I had somebody that loved me.
Right. There you go.
I love it. It makes me humble.
Yeah.
But Susan, you got to let me know the next time we got to get booked on Augusta, man. I'm going to bring Joe in. You love to see Dirty Joe now. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, thank you.
Can I come play?
Yeah, you can come play. That we'll make Susan book this show and tell Mike he's got to deal with it.
I can go play. One condition: I got to be Susan Ryan.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, here we go. But, Susan, I tell you what, he won't have to worry. Hang on. Susan, you won't have he won't have to worry about people that he was going to pay too much money for not showing up, not calling and telling them they're not coming. You know we would come. He'll pay less money than he was paying whoever was coming. Yeah. So you might as well tell him you got the talent and book a couple of it and then come on in.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh yeah.
And if you and I can get a mixed tag with whoever, you know, give me you or give me somebody on my team and let's roll it, man. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So, but Dirty Joe definitely got to get booked.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
I'm telling you, you will watch you. If you watch this cat, I'm telling you, you'll be like, all right, I'm digging it. Because the first time I saw him, I didn't. I called his match blindly, okay? Never met Dirty Joe. Never met Mickey Fulp. Didn't any know these guys that came in from George. And I'm like, okay, well, I know movesets and this and that, but I'm just going to try to call it down the middle. I was impressed from day one when I saw Dirty Joe. And I told him that day one. I walked right up to him and said, I like what you do.
Yes.
I said, show me more. Give me more. I told him, I said, every time I see you, I want a game up and up and up. And he said, okay. And now you're one in a million right now, okay? Because we can talk to you tonight, and I can talk to another independent wrestler, and he can be full of himself. And it would not go so good as this interview with all these people on here, because these people would just eat that person up, and it's happened before. So it's just that you have to be humble. You have to know where you're going. You have to know realistic goals, okay? I'll give you a little example. Realistic goals. Realistic goals for me were to work in front of more than 2,000 people. Chalk that up. Get to wrestle at the North Charleston Coliseum here in Charleston. Chalk that up. I did that four times, actually. Got a week in New York. A whole week, and I even wrestled for Caruso up there in Jersey. That was awesome. Got to do those things.
Yes.
Those fell in my lap because of my work and my work ethic and how I carried myself, and I listened and I paid attention, but also could tell a story, you know, and
yes,
I could make everybody look like $1 million. Whether I wanted to or not was a different story. But I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I was supposed to do, because if you do not, you don't get booked again.
Right.
You have to learn to play that game. Sometimes you have to play that game with certain independents if you want to get booked. But you keep your nose clean like you're doing. You got to run with a good circle of people, because not everybody's going to be looking out for you. They're looking out for themselves. So you got to kind of watch that kind of deal. And it's clicky and political. I try to stay away from that as much as possible. It's hard, and it just rubs you wrong. But you seem to, like Hank and Susan have said, you seem to be like that guy that wants to drink that sauce, but you're not drinking it all up. You're not drinking it all up.
Right.
You're taking your time. So you're doing it the right way. And that's the best analogy I could give you so far. But I like your work. Curtis Black and you
had
a tremendous match 2 weeks, a week and a half ago. It was awesome.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Y'all stole the show. Stole the show.
Oh, thank
Savage
you.
Nation and Savage Nation and the Black Society, it was a good match. I thought y'all stole the show.
Oh, thank you.
So,
I really appreciate that. That means a lot. Yeah.
We talked about that on my podcast Sunday night on the drive home, and a few of us talked about it, and I said they all gave their opinions on what they thought, but you and Curtis Black stole the show. So we can get that out of you and Tank. That'd be awesome. That right there would be awesome. All right. So
thank
this
you.
Is the time
it's inevitable.
Frame.
It's inevitable.
it is. We got about 4.5 minutes or so. I'm going to
run this
around the room real quick. I'm going to run around the room real quick. Dirty Joe, thank you for coming. You're always welcome to call in and be a panelist if you want to, anytime you want to. It's every Sunday night at 9 o'clock. If you want to come on, great. If you can, it's an open invitation, put it that way. You don't have to come every time, but, you know, when you want to, you're absolutely welcome. Do you have anything to plug before we go ahead?
No, I will respond to that. First of all, again, it was my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me. This is a great way to, you know, to actually help push Dirty Joe and everything that I'm about, which is, of course, being a student and, of course, a performer of professional wrestling. So, again, thank you so much for having me. And I will plug, of course, not to be biased or selfish, I will plug Dirty Joe. You can follow me at Dirty Joe on Instagram. The O will be a zero, like the number. So at Dirty Joe again, you can follow all my latest content there. I just beat the heck out of a punchable face last night, Drew Hood, at the AIWF up in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I will be back at the AWS in Orangeburg, South Carolina on Saturday. Shout out to George South and to all that's helped me in general, you know, succeed and proceed in this uncanny world of professional wrestling. And again, thank you, Dave, and everyone else for having me on here. I appreciate your time.
And we will have this show will be posted tonight, so you'll be able to just send it out to whoever you want to send it to as well. Okay. So
great. Thank
Granny
you.
Hulkster, we did not get a chance to talk to you. Granny Hulkster is a huge wrestling fan. I'm just going to let you know that. But maybe next time if we catch her, we can get her on here to say something. But Granny, we always love having you. Thank you for being here. What
Thank
do
you
have
you.
Going on?
Thank you. I really well, we do have a show coming up this coming up Saturday in Mulberry, Arkansas, Down South Championship Wrestling. It's kind of like we're going to let all the dads in free that night. We're going to have a huge announcement. I'm not sure what that huge announcement is going to be. Our last show at Down South Championship Wrestling ended quite interesting. We were in the next to the last match, and all of a sudden, all the lights went out. All the city of Mulberry, which Mulberry's not very big anyways, a transformer blew or something. So we're sitting here with our flashlights on our phones watching the last two wrestling matches. And just so you know, Dirty Joe, Granny, I'm not a wrestler, even though they threatened to throw me in the ring a few times. I'm not a wrestler. I'm just a huge fan. But I've got my own gimmick name. It says I have this shirt, and this is my original Granny shirt. What you going to do when Granny Hulkster goes crazy on you? Because I don't like the bad guys. I holler at the heels.
I love it.
I've had wrestlers tell me to sit down and shut up before I break a hip.
All right.
I've had them tell me, don't you have curfew at the nursing home? And I about hit a wrestler one time in the nose. I said, baby, I don't need a curfew. I got keys to the building.
All right, Granny. Susie, you got anything coming up?
Not right now. You know, just hoping that I can get the new trainee to
come get their butts in the ring. I got you.
Get started.
Okay. All right. Well, all right, cool. Todd Saxon, what do you got for us?
L.A. Tank talked about all the time he traveled and stuff like that, and it came up with a question with Joe gave a different name for him. Tank, when you've wrestled in France, did they call you La Tank?
I love it.
Yeah, actually, believe it or not, I've had my work name messed with on a couple of times. I just kept rolling with the flow like it didn't, and nothing went down.
Dr. John, is this thing going to cut off on us?
Yeah, it'll cut off at about 15, 40 seconds. So I wanted to thank everybody for being here. And we'll be back next week on Pro Wrestling Interviews, same bat time, same bat channel, 9 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday night. And Dirty Joe, it was great having you here. Susan Green, always.
Yep, be safe on your travels, Dirty Joe.
And
thank you, likewise.
And Amazing Velvet, all members of the Carolina Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. We love you guys. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week. Hopefully Dr. John will be better.
I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye, amazing.
All right, guys.
Take
Good
care.
Night, guys. Thank
love you. Love you.
Great
guys.
Show. Love
all
you,
right.
too. All right. All right. Later. Thanks a lot.